Arrest video in Texas jail death case.
Get out!
Wow.
Now!
Wow.
Get out of the car!
U.S. strike takes out terror leader.
He was very experienced.
Citizen soldiers at recruitment centers.
Doing their part to keep the service members safe.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Newly released video shows the arrest earlier this month of a woman who died days later in a Texas jail. Sandra Bland's death, labeled a suicide by hanging, is now under investigation. CBS's Danielle Nottingham says the video and audio details a situation that got out of hand.
Dashcam video shows Texas Trooper Brian Insinia pulling over Sandra Bland for failing to signal a lane change on July 10th. First, the exchange is calm.
Oh, you seem very irritated.
I am. I really am.
Minutes later, the trooper asks Bland to put out her cigarette, and she refuses. Then he orders her out of the car.
Get out of the car now.
Why am I being apprehended? You're trying to give me a ticket for your
failure? I said get out of the car.
Bland left the car when the trooper pointed his taser at her.
I will light you up. Get out.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
Get out of the car.
Bland is put in handcuffs and the argument escalates off camera.
Authorities are also looking into what appear to be edits on the dash cam tape. At a memorial for Bland last night, her mother again said she doesn't believe this is a case of suicide.
There is not anywhere that I can see that my baby took her own life.
The Pentagon says a U.S. airstrike earlier this month in Syria killed the leader of a dangerous al-Qaeda splinter group. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Mohsen al-Fadli, just 34 years old, was believed to be the leader of this elite group known as Khorasan. They were believed to be researching advanced bomb-making techniques, including the kind that would avoid detection by not using metal.
Al-Fadli had been falsely reported killed last fall. There was a $7 million State Department reward on his head. Italian authorities have arrested two men behind a Twitter account that allegedly threatened a local military base with a U.S. presence. They allege the two were set to train with ISIS. Here at home, the attack that killed five military members last week in Chattanooga has led to calls to arm service people who staff recruitment centers. In the meantime, some everyday people with weapons have posted themselves outside some of those facilities around the country. Michael LaRose showed up outside one in Charleston, West Virginia.
I grew up in this country. I live in this country. This is the least we can do.
Now to Colorado, where the penalty phase and the trial of the movie theater gunman opens today. CBS's Lee Frank is covering.
It's a life or death decision for jurors who quickly convicted James Holmes on all counts. They rejected his insanity defense. Now it's a question of mental illness. Experts on both sides have diagnosed the gunman with schizophrenia. The sentencing phase of this trial could last a few weeks.
Bill Cosby's lawyers went before a Philadelphia judge yesterday looking to keep the lid on the entertainer's 2006 settlement in a sexual battery lawsuit. They say the revelation that Cosby bought drugs to give to women he intended to have sex with doesn't mean he drugged and assaulted women. Researchers hope a promising drug will be able to slow down the march of Alzheimer's disease. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Just released results from an extended medical trial suggest the Eli Lilly drug solanezumab can delay mental decline and functional losses in people with mild cognitive impairment. Patients originally on a placebo who were later given this drug also benefited, but not as much, indicating early treatment is preferred. Dr. Eric Kern heads Alzheimer's research in the UK.
This is incredibly important. It's the first data that demonstrates a drug could slow down the course of Alzheimer's disease.
Other measures in the trial, though, failed to achieve intended results, and both groups declined over time. Steve.
For the second time in as many weeks, laser strikes have been reported in the vicinity of New York City airports. The FAA says the pilots of four commercial jets reported issues last night approaching Newark and LaGuardia airports. Republican presidential candidate Lindsey Graham says a new phone may be next after rival Donald Trump revealed his cell phone number at a South Carolina rally. Graham is Trump's latest target as the billionaire leads in the GOP polls. CBS News political director John Dickerson on the emerging strategy for dealing with Trump.
There are a few candidates who have to choose if they want to use him as a foil to basically lift themselves up by attacking him or attacking what he stands for.
A new Quinnipiac poll shows two out of three voters have a negative opinion of Trump. Key Obama administration officials go to Capitol Hill today. CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us it's about selling the Iran nuclear agreement.
As the top negotiators come to Capitol Hill for their first closed-door briefings on the deal, members of Congress from both parties are miffed. The administration has already gone to the UN to have the deal approved there. Still, top Senate Democrat Harry Reid urges colleagues to withhold judgment until they can question the secretaries of state, energy, and treasury in private.
Everyone should keep their powder dry until that closed briefing's over with and until there's a better understanding of the legislation.
The first public hearing on the deal is set for tomorrow. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A just-released government report looks at teenagers, sex, and contraception.
Since 1988, the number of 15 to 19-year-olds who have had sex has dramatically declined, according to the CDC's Gladys Martinez, and she says most teens are using protection.
79% of female teens saying they use the method of contraception the first time they have sexual intercourse, and 84% of teen males saying they use the method of contraception at first sex.
She says the median age for teens to first have sex is 17. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
For some, love can turn to marriage. In Las Vegas, the cost of a marriage license there is going up $14 to $77. Last year, more than 80,000 marriage licenses were issued in Vegas. That's down 37% from 2004. E.L. Doctorow, considered one of the top authors of the 20th century, has died in New York at 84. L.A. Times book critic David Ulin says, through novels like Ragtime, he told stories of the American experience with great imagination.
He had this rare gift to sort of develop these fully formed characters who we really care about, and then use those characters to animate these bigger questions about culture and history.
If I were a rich man,
best known for his work on the stage in Fiddler on the Roof, actor and activist Theodore Bekel has died at 91. Bekel, who was born in Austria, sang in 21 languages. Some people are taking matters into their own hands now that a familiar breakfast option costs more. Here's CBS's Bill Whitney.
If you don't like the price of eggs these days, you might consider renting chickens. A Pennsylvania couple who started RentTheChicken.com has seen a surge in interest since the bird flu outbreak caused egg prices to nearly double. For about $400, customers get a pair of laying hens, a chicken coop, and a guidebook. The hens produce between 8 and 14 eggs a week. According to business founder Jen Tompkins, it changes people's mindset about food. Pretty soon, she says, they'll have tomato plants and be turning the chicken manure into compost. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Britain's Prince George is 2 years old today. A picture released by the royal family shows George, who is third in line to the throne, grinning in his father's arms. The royal couple, William and Kate, expected to celebrate that birthday privately today. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.